everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Praise the Lord. Don Suhan in here with you. And we have an hour of some great gospel music and some bluegrass, too.
Hallelujah.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to have a lot of fun. Got a lot of good music for you. We're going to start off with the Common Band Quartet. Don't let the devil go to church with you. Good idea.
Don't let the devil go to church with you. Don't let him sit beside you on the pew. Just kick him out the door and say, don't come back no more. Don't let the devil go to church with you.
He'll tell you that preacher preaches way too long, and the choir director never sings your favorite songs, and those church musicians play their instruments too loud. Just look at all those hypocrites just sitting in the crowd.
Don't let the devil go to church with you. Don't let him sit beside you on the pew. Just kick him out the door and say, don't come back no more. Don't let the devil go to church with you.
Now there is nothing better old Satan would rather do than go to church on Sunday to see what we're up to. Oh, how he hates for Christians to sing and shout and pray. So look out for the devil or he'll get in the way.
Now Satan's always stirring up trouble in the church, and he keeps it brewing by doing evil works. Then when things start boiling, oh, how it pleases him, because some people let the devil go to church with them.
Don't let the devil go to church with you. Don't let him sit beside you on the pew. Just kick him out the door and say, don't come back no more. Don't let the devil go to church with you. Just kick him out the door and say, don't come back no more. Don't let the devil go to church with you.
And we're off and running on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. Play it again.
He was sitting on the back row of a little country church. Years of memories and a lifetime of regret. With trembling hands and a broken heart, tears rolled down his face as he hung on every word the preacher said. When they sang his mama's favorite song, he couldn't hold it in. He said, sing it again. Story of love, for singing it once is never enough. I need some time to let it sink in, so turn it.
Still can't hold it. sinking. So turn it around and sing it.
Jeff and Sherry Easter. I'll have to check that title. I got it down as Play It Again, but they're singing Sing It Again. Here's the old time Preacher's Quartet. And I Can't Even Walk.
I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. And Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. And I thought of myself as a mighty big man. But Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. And Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. And Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
The old time Preacher's Quartet, I Can't Even Walk. Especially with this arthritis or whatever that I have in my legs, I'll tell you. Hey, have you contacted this great radio station yet and told them that you like Praise the Lord and all the other great programming they have to offer? You need to do that. I would appreciate that if you would do that. And I'm sure the station would be glad to hear from you. And just to hear the fact that you appreciate them playing Praise the Lord. Here's a message from Lifeline Productions.
Now, Mr. Smith, why don't you lie down on this couch and I'll take a few notes.
Okay.
Now, what seems to be the problem?
I think I'm paranoid.
Paranoid, Mr. Smith?
Yes, I feel that deep down I know right from wrong. I know how I'm supposed to behave and that I don't do what I know I'm supposed to do. And I keep making excuses for why I'm not doing the right thing. And I'm afraid that someday I'm going to stand before God and have to account for what I've done. And I won't have any excuses. What was that?
Nothing, Mr. Smith. I just broke my pencil.
So, do you think I'm paranoid?
Not at all. Paranoia is when your fears are based on facts that are not true.
So I'm not paranoid?
No, you're not.
Oh, so everything I'm afraid of is true!
Well, that's right.
Huh?
There is a standard we know we are supposed to live by, and none of us are living up to it. But that's why God offers to forgive us, if we will only agree we need to be forgiven.
I could have read that in the Bible.
Would have been cheaper, too. That'll be $80.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Okay, get a lot of good messages from Lifeline Productions. You'll hear that right here on Radio Action and Praise the Lord. Another guy I play a lot of is Red Green. I like Red Green a whole lot because he plays some things for us old people, just like this.
I want to talk to you older guys about something you haven't done in a while. Change. People say you're out of it because for the last 20 years you've been dressing the same way, talking the same way, and thinking the same way. I say good for you. You stick with it. Somebody's got to stand up for tradition. And hold firm, because too much is changing. The phone rings weird now. Running shoes look like spaceships. Even the continents are shifting, but not you. You stick to your guns. You keep wearing those short-sleeve polyester dress shirts. You keep spouting your opinions to anybody who will listen. Somebody's got to preserve what's normal and sensible in this world. And who knows? Polyester might come back. Maybe your opinions will catch on. People will think you're a genius. But so far, no change. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
Hi, this is Ken Edwards of the Southern Gospel West Coast Express, and you're listening to my good friend Don Suhan and Praise the Lord.
You're listening to Don Suhan, and this is Praise the Lord. I just don't know why more people don't listen to his program.
I'll tell you why not. Devious and amoral, and unreliable, and irresponsible, and definitely not to be trusted.
Hi, this is Bill Monroe from the Grand Ole Opry.
Hello there, I'm Charlie Waller, the Country Gentleman.
This is Jimmy Martin from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, everybody, this is Earl Scruggs.
Hi, friends, this is Ralph Stanley. I reckon country rocks, but I believe bluegrass roots.
Well, hello, everyone. You're listening to Praise the Lord and Don Suhan, and it's bluegrass time. And we're going to have Mr. Lou Reed and the Hand of the Higher Power.
To all you doubting Thomases, you skeptics of the truth, when you gaze upon a baby's face, how can you still dispute the overwhelming evidence along the road you trod? Open up your eyes and realize it's a handiwork of God. The hand of the higher power,
power
made the air you breathe. Great stars across the heavens and fill the deep blue sea. When you're on the edge of deep despair and you don't know what to do, the hand of the higher power. Sunday Christians, you holier than thou, that awesome day is drawing nigh when every knee shall bow. You can fool around and fool yourself and fool your fellow man, but make no mistake, you can't escape the wrath of the master's hand. The hand of the higher power,
power
made the air you breathe. Great stars across the heavens and fill the deep blue sea.
When you're on the edge of deep despair and you don't know what to do,
into the higher power. Power will pull you through. The hand
to the higher power.
Power
made the air you breathe. Great stars across the heavens and fill the deep blue sea.
When you're on the edge of deep despair and you don't know what to do,
hand to the higher power will pull you through. Hand to the higher power.
Jeff White, and he's all prayed up right here for you, and praise the Lord. Radio Action.
Well, I'm all prayed up.
Well, I'm all prayed up,
and I'm ready to meet my Savior. Eternal life is waiting in the by and by. I'm all prayed up.
Yeah, all prayed up.
My faith will never waver. Heaven door's gonna swing wide open when I die. Well, I made my peace with Jesus a long, long time. Trust in him and he would save my soul. I walk right there beside him. He guides me on my way. I know he hears me when I kneel and pray. Well, I'm all prayed up.
Well, I'm all prayed up,
and I'm ready to meet my Savior. Eternal life is waiting in the by and by. I'm all prayed up.
I'm all prayed up.
My faith will never waver. Heaven's doors gonna swing wide open when I die. Tempted me but couldn't pull me in. So when I'm going to live with Jesus and I face my judgment day, he'll fulfill for me the promise that he made. Well, I'm all prayed up.
Well, I'm all prayed up,
and I'm ready to meet my Savior. Eternal life is waiting in the by and by. I'm all prayed up.
I'm all prayed up.
My faith will never waver. Heaven's doors gonna swing wide open when I die. Prayed up.
I'm all prayed up.
My faith will never waver. Heaven doors gonna swing wide open when I die. I'm all prayed up.
I'm all prayed up.
And I'm ready to meet my Savior. Eternal life is waiting in the by and by. I'm all prayed up.
I'm all prayed up.
My faith will never waver. Heaven doors gonna swing wide open when I die. Heaven doors gonna swing wide open when I die.
Jeff White, he's all prayed up. You got problems in your life. Just know that he will calm the troubled waters.
I've been traveling toward the cross since I've been on this journey home. When my sins were forgiven, that's when I started living. Since that time, I've never been alone. Sometimes I feel like running, for I know the best is coming. I can't hardly wait to get home. The storms of life that I survive, His grace is what keeps me alive. You look for me one day, and I'll be gone. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know that it will. When my crossing time is done, the race is over, my journey's done. Soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to me, child, come on home. each valley that I've gone through has made a stronger Christian out of me. Each time that I've stumbled, it helped to keep me humble. Praise His high and holy name, I'm free. No ill winds will be blowing in that city where I'm going. My new body will be like a done his. We're all living one by one when our labor here is done. When that hour comes for you, remember this. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know that it will. When your crossing time has come, your race is o'er, your journey's done, dying grace hovering round your soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to you, child, come on home. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to us, children, come on home.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Big Daddy Donald Roberts from Radio Action, inviting you to keep your device of choice locked right here for an hour of exceptional, inspirational music with my friend and broadcast partner, Mr. Don Suhan, and the Praise the Lord radio broadcast. And now, here comes the music.
Well, thank you very much, Big Daddy Donald Roberts. We're going to have a little fun now. Picked out a fun little song here. One of my pet peeves is people that drive around and they're using their cell phone, or worse yet, they're trying to drive and text with their cell phone. Here's Junior Brown. Hey, hang up and drive, please.
Honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety-yak, and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. I mean, I just about had it with all your gidgets and your gadgets. Like the warm electric pillow you got pushed up tight against your head. You got some good communication, but you ain't got no concentration. And baby, you look like you can use all the good advice that you can give. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety-yak, and you got no way to watch your back. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Look like you've been napping the way you're driving when you're yapping. But it's a big responsibility trying to drive an automobile. I can see that you're not thinking straight the way you took that fella's parking space. And with that thing up to your face, you act like you're asleep at the wheel. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Where you're going, all you do is yakety yak, and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Get off that telephone, little girl, and come back to the real world. And honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. That includes texting. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
You tell them, Junior Brown, hang up and drive. Here's the Taylors on Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to see him.
As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary and to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul and turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord leads me on, and through Him I can hide.
See him. Here's the Heavens Mountain Band, Since the Lord Came By. Thanks for listening. Praise the Lord and Radio Action.
Have mercy, thou son of David. Blind Bartimaeus cried. He heard the Master's footsteps as Jesus passing by. He put forth his hand and touched him and healed his blinded eyes. His life was changed forever when the Lord came by. Since the Lord came by, what change He made.
This is called I Believe, right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action.
Many people living here on earth don't know what they believe, so they turn their heart to every new religion. But I am happy in my soul, for I know what I believe. The old, old story still is worth believing. 'Cause I believe that God looked down on earth and saw the sins of man. And I believe His love compelled Him to restore us back to Him. I believe the Holy Spirit caused a virgin to conceive. I believe she had a baby boy and Jesus was His name. I believe that Jesus lived a perfect life in every way. Though I believe that He was tempted on the mount for 40 days. I believe that He experienced the trials that we go through, so that one day we could pray to Him and He'd know what to do. I believe they led Him to a cross where He was lifted high. And I believe He took my sin upon Himself and then He died. I believe He rose again and soon He's coming back for me. I believe it, I believe it, I believe.
Do you know what you believe? Is someone were to ask, are you proud of deep within the Bible's pages? Study, learn, read God's word. It is a simple task. You can change the world if you know what you believe in.
Just say, I believe that God looked down on earth and saw the sins of man. And I believe His love compelled Him to restore us back to Him. I believe the Holy Spirit called a virgin to conceive. I believe she had a baby boy and Jesus was His name. I believe that Jesus lived a perfect life in every way. Though I believe that He was tempted on the mount for 40 days. I believe that He experienced the trials that we go through, so that one day we can pray to Him and He'd know what to do. I believe they led Him to a cross where He was lifted high. And I believe He took my sin upon Himself and then He died. I believe He rose again and soon He's coming back for me. I believe it, I believe it, I believe. I believe they led Him to a cross where He was lifted high.
mounted high, and I believe he took my sin upon himself, and then he died. I believe he rose again, and soon he's coming back for me.
There's greater vision. That's called I Believe. Here's a message from Lifeline Productions.
Why do we ask negative questions?
How much can I exaggerate my job performance before it becomes a lie?
How much can I cheat on my taxes before it's considered stealing?
Do we do this in other areas of our lives?
How much water can I put in the gas tank before my car stalls?
How much fuzzy green mold can grow on my sandwich before I shouldn't eat it?
We don't do this in other areas of life. So why do we do it with our souls? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Don't try this at home. I'm a trained professional. I've got years and years of practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dawn Suhan, and this is Praise the Lord.
I'm a trained professional. I don't want no amateurs ending up like me.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Here's Jerry Sally and How High Is That Mountain, right here for you on Praise the Lord.
If you try, you're sure to fail. But not too high to cross with Jesus' help. That's how high that mountain is. That's how high that mountain is.
Sally, how high is that mountain? Here's the tribute quartet. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Through my disappointments, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care upon the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression,
Lord, came the Spirit.
Ray Stevens, church on Sunday morning.
Daisy in the town of Soddy Daisy. 6 days a week we lived in meek and peaceful harmony.
Sweet harmony.
But then one day in seven, when all eyes should turn toward heaven, we oversleep and awake knee-deep in pure hostility. And there was chaos, mayhem, panic and disorder. Even worse when we were cursed with not enough hot water. We broke most of the commandments and a host of the heavenly warnings, trying to get family to church on Sunday morning. Just lay there in that bed, I'll snatch every hair out of your head. Back talk me and you know I'm liable to smack you with this King James Bible. No time to bathe, no time to eat, just comb your hair and brush your teeth. We gotta get dressed in our Sunday best to sing just as I am. By the time we reached the service, we were frazzled, frayed, and nervous. We squirmed and stewed there in the pew till the final prayer was prayed. And like bats out of Hades, we elbowed kitchen old ladies, trying to beat the Presbyterians to the Holiday Inn buffet. Beep, beep, get out of the way there, you big dummy. Oh, excuse me, Reverend. Didn't realize it was you. Chaos, mayhem, panic and disorder. Even worse when we were cursed with not enough hot water. We broke most of the commandments and a host of the heavenly warnings, trying to get the family to church on Sunday morning. I know we're supposed to love one another, but I also know why Cain slew his brother. They only had one bathroom in that Garden of Eden. Cain was late for Sunday school and Abel was in there reading. Chaos, mayhem, panic and disorder. Even worse when we were cursed with not enough hot water. We broke most of the commandments and a host of the heavenly warnings, trying to get family to church on Sunday mornings. Trying to get family to church on Sunday mornings.
Amen. That's what it's like around my house, that's for sure. Here's Red Green and the Gang and the Experts.
And now we come to the Experts portion of the program, where we address those three little words that men find so hard to say.
I don't know.
Okay, today's letter reads as follows. Dear Experts, we went on a long trip recently, and my wife was driving, so I got a chance to look out the windows. I noticed that when you have two couples in the same car, there is a lot of seating choices. Can you tell anything about the couples based on where they sit in a car?
Well, you got to look at the level of conversation that's going on. Like, if the men are doing the talking,
they're dating. If the women are doing the talking, they're married. Great. And what if nobody's doing any talking?
They're married.
Well, what if everybody's yelling?
They're married.
Now, if you got the two guys in the front seat and the women in the back seat, they're definitely married.
And if you got the two women in the front seat and the two guys in the back seat, they've been married a while.
Well, like, what if everybody's in the back seat?
They're dating.
Here's Shalom Klein. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. He gave his life on Calvary just to set my poor soul free. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. He gave his life on Calvary just to set my poor soul free. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. When I was a boy, there was a song that we did sing. It said, Jesus loves both you and me.
Both you and me.
But now that I am older, every day it gets a little stronger. And I know, oh yes, I know that he loves me. Oh yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. He gave his life on Calvary just to set my poor soul free. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. Friends, just look around you. All the blessings you can see, they are flowing down from the King of Kings.
From the King of Kings.
So let's lift our hands toward heaven and let's shout the glory down. Oh, my friends, I can tell you he loves me. I'm singing now, yes. Jesus loves me. Oh yes,
yes,
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. He gave his life on Calvary just to set my poor soul free. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. Loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. He gave his life on Calvary just to set my poor soul free. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. Jesus died, rose again, and he saved my soul. Yes, he saved my soul.
Shalom Klein. Yes, Jesus loves me. Here's the Arenos, and this is called The Road Home.
It's been a long, long trip, but worth it
of all brothers. And this is called The Mercy Tree.
On a hill called Calvary stands an endless mercy tree. Every broken, weary soul find your rest and be made whole. Stripes of blood that stain its grain, shed to wash away our shame. From the scars your love released, salvation by that violent day, the whole earthquake that love's display, 3 days silent in the ground, his body born for heaven's crown. On that bright and glorious day, when heaven opened up the grave, every tear he'll wipe away. No more pain, no suffering. Oh, praise him for the mercy tree.
Brothers, Mercy Tree for you, and praise the Lord. Hey, that's all the time I have. I got to get out of here. Hey, please contact this great radio station. Let them know that you enjoyed Praise the Lord. I'll be asking them. So until next time, this is Don Suhan. Bye now.